A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Daf Yud, Nida 10b, pagination is 20. We're starting towards the bottom of the page, about 8 lines up at the two dots. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. This is the end of the Mishnah on Zion Amid Beis. The Mishnah stated, B'meh Omru Daya Shaita. When do we say this rule that there is no date back if a woman sees, and she's from the category of women that we should not do date back? The Mishnah says we're only going to have that rule b'ri'iyah rishona, by the first sighting of blood, when she's in that category. We said the categories. We have the besula and the zakena, where she's too young to be seeing or too old to anticipate seeing, and zakena and mu'uberes and meinekes, pregnant and nursing. So you have Besula Zekena, Meuberes Meinika. And on this concept, we said Daya Shaita, but once she sees the first time, the second time, we are going to do date back until the last check or 24 hours, as the Chachamim stated in the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Amar Rav, Rav said, Akulu, this concept that when it reaches the second time, we do date back because we already see that she's not Mesulekes. So the first time, we say she's Mesulekes, held back from seeing dam, blood. But the second time, we will do date back like any other woman. And that's going to apply, according to Rav, by Besula Zekena, as well as by Meuberes Meinika. Ushmuel Amar, but Shmuel says, Lo Shanu Ela Besula Zekena. This exception to the exception is only going to apply by Besula and Zekena because we see a change in trend. So the rule was, we do date back by regular women. We said Besula and Zekena are an exception, and we don't do date back retroactive type assessment. And if she saw once, then we undo the exception. Ava Meuberes Umeinika. But if you're dealing with pregnant and nursing, they retain their status of misulekes, of held back from seeing, even if they see once. In the words of Rashi on the bottom line, afilu lo nistalku mitchilasan, even if initially it wasn't foolproof, mistalkin v'holchin ein tadir, once they've reached this status of meuberes and meinika, they stay in that status, and it just gets stronger, just gets better. And even if they saw once, that doesn't mean that we have to assume that they're going to see again and they lose their exemption. So we have a machlokas here. Certainly, after the first sighting, that changes the status of Besula and Zekena. But does it change the status of Meuberes and Meinika? Just to make it a drop easier to focus, the Rambam is going to paskin like Rav, which is the common way to paskin on such a topic, between Rav and Shmuel, to paskin like Rav. However, this gets a little bit more complex because there are other authorities that weigh in on the issue in our Gemara. Let's take a look as the Gemara continues. V'chein amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish akulu. Rav Shimon ben Lakish as well, Reish Lakish, says it applies to all of them, that everything changes once the first sighting occurs, and Meuberes Meinekes is not any stronger. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, but Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, L'shana b'sulu zikena. One time is only going to change the status of Besula and Zekena. Ava Meuberes Umeinika, but pregnant and nursing, Dayan Ko Yumei Yivuran, Dayan Ko Yumei Minikusan. But when it comes to pregnant and nursing, they retain their status because it just gets stronger as time goes on. Kitanoi, the Gemara continues, there's in fact a machlokas tanoim. Muberes umeinika shayu shofos dam ubaos. If you have a case of muberes umeinika, pregnant and nursing, that they're flowing with blood, how do you deal with the second siding? Dayin ko yume ivuran v'dayin ko yume minikusan divi Reb Meir. Reb Meir says they are an exception, and the exemption stands even after the first siding. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Shimon Omrim. These three, however, say lo omru dayin shaitin lebriya rishona. It only applies as an exemption by the first time. Aval b'shniya, but if you're after the first siding, metama me'es le'es u'mepikida le'pikida, they lose their exemption, and like the besula and zikena that changes status after the first siding, mu'uberes and me'nika also change status after the first siding. So we have three sets of authorities arguing. There's Rav and Shmuel, there's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and there's Reb Meir against Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Reb Shimon. The last group are Tanoim, as the Gemara pointed out. They are from the Mishnah level of scholars, and the earlier two sets are listed in the Gemara, are from the Talmud level scholars. The Rambam, in Mishkav Umoshav Perek Dalid, begins the Perek with what really serves as a beautiful review of these four women. Arba Noshim Dayan Shaiton, they're four women that it's sufficient to make them Tamei from the time that they see the blood and do not do retroactive, or what we call date back. And they are Mu'uberes, Meinika, Besula, and Zikena, pregnant, nursing, young, and elderly. In the case of Mu'uberes, the Rambam explains Mishayuka Ubara from the time that it's noticeable. And we discussed this, that perhaps only then physiologically is this concept of Misulekes going to take place. It's not based necessarily on a pregnancy test, the fact that she's pregnant, but rather that the body has been pregnant long enough, the same amount of time that it takes, one third of the pregnancy, Mishayuka Ubara, when it'll be noticed. The case of Meinika, nursing, we discussed, is this dependent on nursing, or it's really dependent on the number of months from the birth? The Rambam says, Kol esrim va'arba chodesh miyom haleida, 24 months from birth, regardless of whether she's nursing or not. And in fact, if she nurses longer, that's not going to change anything. In the case of Besula, it's Besulas damim, Amru. We're talking about a Besula in the sense that she's never seen blood, not Besula in the more common usage of the word, referring to that she's a virgin. Again, it's that she hasn't seen blood, that she's virgin in the sense of the blood, no different than the expression is used by Besulas Karka, virgin soil. And Zikena is Kol She'ovru Aleha Shlosha Chadashim Samach L'Ziknusa, 3 months have passed at the time that she is older. And older, the Rambam defines, based on the Gemara, Kol She'chavrosea Koros Lo Zikena B'fana Ve'ena Makpedes. People call her older. They call her Bubby or Granny, and she doesn't mind. It's a natural status that she's reached. In Halacha Hey, the Rambam addresses the topic of our Gemara. Mu'uberes u'meinika u'zikena u'besula, all four cases. Sheigia zimanam liros, that the time that they would have been seeing, if they were seeing, has reached. And Ri'iya Rishona is Dayan Shaitan, the first time. We only move forward with it. We don't do retroactive and date back. But Ropam Shania, if it happens a second time, Mitama Lemafreya Kechol HaNashim, then we do date back and retroactive as far as Kodshim and Truma goes, like all other women that we would impose that regarding Kodshim and Truma. And what you see from the Rambam is that he's paskening this date back regarding all four women. He doesn't say that this exception to the exemption applies only to Zikena and Besula because they're changing, but Muberis and Meinika are so strong that even after one sighting, they still are considered Mesulakes. We don't say that. All four are the same. The Ravid, indeed, wonders about this and says, the Rambam is paskening not like the halacha, the kain malon, because we would pasken like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Me'uberes and Me'nika are different. The Kesef Mishnah responds and says, the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, because they are the majority against Rabbi Meir. And when we have a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Rav in the general rule of such cases, be isure in prohibitions. And so, afagav de Rabbi Yochanan, savak Rab Meir, even though Rabbi Yochanan, who also is a heavyweight in psak as opposed to Reish Lakish, holds that the two are different. Nevertheless, lo shavkina ruba de tanoi lemifsek Rav Meir de yichida'a. We have tanoim majority against Rav Meir, and paskening like Rav against Shmuel is also a klal, and therefore the Rav Yochanan against Reish Lakish doesn't hold sway in this case. It's fascinating that we're invoking a bunch of rules of how to paskin, and the Rambam holds that the opinions that hold all four are the same category is the opinion of note for halacha, and therefore he's grouping all four unusual cases as the same. Once they see once, their unique status has been lost. Yeshe Koach. Thank you for joining.